Jason Baldes is the director of the Wind River Advocacy Center and Buffalo representative of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe. For over a year now, he's been working to set precedent for what tribal bison restoration can be on tribal lands.
There's lots of tribes that are working on this as a way to preserve the species, but also reconnect a cultural icon that was incredibly important to Plains Indian people for millennia. So reconnecting buffalo and tribal communities is a kind of a new approach to restorative justice.
Last fall, the Eastern Shoshone received 10 genetically pure and certified disease-free buffalo from the National Wildlife Federation's Tribal Partnership Program. This is the first buffalo calf born among the bunch.
Our ceremonial way of life is centered around this gift from the Creator, and we pray with this animal. That's a deep, deep connection that has never gone away.
Baldes points out that buffalo conservation and management is a contentious issue that people are apprehensive about. But he says that his tribe has revered this ungulate through millennia. And there's a connection to this critter in another way, too.
What happened to Native people similarly happened to the buffalo, and we're now, you know, isolated on former pockets of our once vast territories. You know, Indians on reservations and buffalo in national parks and refuges. And we're kind of in a time now when we can handle that differently.
The birth of the baby buffalo sets the stage for what Baldes described as the 20-year plan for expanding the buffalo restoration program on tribal lands. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.